Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf. Shulam Perek Chelik was sponsored Lilui Nishmas, Arvi HaKosholim, and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding at Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara in Mudalav speaks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyo Mashiach. But the reason he lost out and he did not become Mashiach is because he did not say Shira. So the Gemara says that the Oritz said, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll say Shira instead of Chizkiyo. And then comes a Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says, Razili, Razili, there's still a lot of tzaras that have to happen. So first we have to understand, what was missing Machizkiyo? What does it mean they didn't say Shira? Why didn't he say Shira? And why is it so that's what made him not become a Mashiach? And what does it mean that the Oritz replaced Chizkiyo for saying Mashiach? The Oritz doesn't have Das. Well, what does it even mean? What's the meaning of this idea? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back and says, the Razi Li, there is still tzaras that have to happen. So why was Chizkiyo roy to be a Mashiach? So we start with the Maharal over here in Chidush HaGodos that explains that the Shira is to bring out to the open the nace that occurred. A person experiences a nace. The way he brings it out to the open, the way he reveals it to the world is by saying a Shira, by expressing it out loud. And there's another oimik to it, because Shira is not just that you're expressing something loud, but it's connecting things in a way that shows that everything is united and connected. Song is when you put many, many notes together to create a beautiful harmony. And this is what represents the gilui of a nace in the world. That you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects all the dots and there's a beautiful harmony together. So the Shira shows the nace, it represents what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did over here. The Sasemis writes, and so I saw in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that the reason Chizkiyo did not say a Shira is because for him, it wasn't such a miraculous thing to see the miracle. He was always living under the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we mentioned the previous Shira in this daf, the Medrash that says the Chizkiyo told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to sleep and you do the nace. For him, it wasn't a big pellet. But this seems to be, that was the Iker Nekudah that was chosat to Chizkiyo. As we mentioned the previous year, the whole point of Mashiach is to bring the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, to the open. Chizkiyo, of course, he lived in a high level. We saw the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. What he missed out was the fact they didn't bring it out to the world. They didn't come and demonstrate in the world that huge Gilui. By not saying Shira, he didn't show it out in the open. So comes the Oritz and says, and that's what explains the Maharal. The Oritz is not an actual land speaking, but it represents the world. The Oritz is basically screaming out what the world is saying. The world is saying, we don't need Mashiach to say Ashira. It's coming from the world. The fact that it was such an unbelievable nace that you see Sercheyev dying, the whole world is speaking about it. Just by not expressing Shira, you have an unbelievable gilui of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. I don't need Chizkiyo to say his own Shira. It's coming from the world itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, but you still need to go through more Golius. So here comes Rav Moshe Shapiro's Tzal and explain as follows. There's two type of Geulos that you can have. There's a Geulah which is called the Tersha Bechtav Geulah, which means a Geulah coming from above from Shemaim. There's another Geulah which is a Tersha Baal Peh Geulah, that comes through what Am Yisrael through the journey of Am Yisrael in the world. That's where the Geulah comes from. Chizkiyo is a representation of Gilin coming from above and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing everything. The same message that we mentioned. He says, I'm going to sleep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yilochem. He's going to do the whole thing. When the Geulah comes from above, so the Geulah could come right away. But there needs to be an Adam who represents the fact that the Geulah is coming from above. That's what Chizkiyo had to do. If Chizkiyo would do a Shira, so then he would show the receiving of the Gilui of Hashem coming from above. And then it could happen right then and there. Once Chizkiyo is not doing that, and once it's only something coming from the world, says the Oritz, without we having Chizkiyo saying Shira, the world itself is saying the Shira. It's coming from the world, that's a Tersha Baal Peh process. Tersha Baal Peh process needs much more to go through in order to get to that Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Razili, Razili, there's a lot to go. If you're coming through a Geula which is coming through Am Yisrael, So then you need to go through many gullies. The Maharal goes on to say there's still other gullies to come. You have the gullus Bavel and gullus Parasamadai and gullus Yavon. And you have gullus Edoin. If we're going through the Mahalach of the world, through the Gilui of Am Yisrael, it's a long process to go. The chance over here to bring Mashiach was to bring in a different way of Gilui, a Gilui that comes from above, but for that you need the Shira of Chizkiyahu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.